Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Let me begin by saying that in order to hear the voice of God, we need to develop a listening ear. What do I mean by that? Well, we develop a listening ear by strengthening our spirit man, our inner man, through prayer. It's done also through daily fellowship with God, daily Bible study, and even fasting. In James chapter 4 and 8, it says, "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you." I want to begin by saying that God speaks to us through our spirit man. God created us in his image. The scriptures tell us that God created us spirit, soul, and body. Let me give you one verse for that. That's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And verse 23, it says, "May the God of peace himself make you entirely pure and devoted to him, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept strong and blameless until that day when our Lord Jesus Christ comes back again." So God is spirit. The Bible tells us in John chapter 4, "And they that worship him must worship him," how? "In spirit and in truth." So when God communicates with us, he is really communicating with us through our spirit man, spirit to spirit. Write down the scripture, Job chapter 32 and verse 8. Job 32 and verse 8. It says, "But it is the spirit in a man, the breath of the Almighty, that gives him understanding." Because God speaks to us in our spirit man. So when we understand that, we should also understand that it is our spirit that longs to communicate with God as well. Spirit to spirit. In Psalm 77 and verse 6, it says, "I call to remembrance my song in the night. I meditate within my heart, and my spirit makes diligent search for you." So God's communication with us is through the spirit. Let me show you again that fact. Jesus said that the words that he spoke were spirit and life. John chapter 6 and verse 63 says, "It is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life." Jesus went on to say in John chapter 16, verses 13 and 14, that the Holy Spirit would speak to us on his behalf. And he would tell us what the Father and Jesus wanted to communicate to us. Once again, spirit to spirit. It states, "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not be representing his own ideas. He will be telling you what he has heard. He will tell you about your future, and he will bring me glory by revealing to you whatever he receives from me." Who is that? The Holy Spirit. Now, when we begin to understand that God communicates with us through our spirit man, then that makes us understand that spiritual maturity and growth is an important factor in the ability to hear the voice of God. And 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 1, the Apostle Paul talked about that. He said, "And I, brethren, could not speak to you as spiritual people, but as to carnal, as babes in Christ." Paul said, "I could not even give you the revelation that God had for you, for your spirit man, because you still walked according to the flesh like worldly people." See, if we think and behave like the world, it will be almost impossible to hear the voice of God ourselves. Paul spoke of three areas that identify behavior that prevents hearing the voice of God. He went on to say in verses 2 and 3, "I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it, and even now you are still not able, for you are still carnal." So what do we mean by carnal? Well, we're talking about people who really live by their natural desires, who think according to the way of the world, whose thinking has not been transformed by the Word of God. They're just natural people with natural thoughts, and they act in a natural way that is not submitted to the will of God. You know what the Bible says about the flesh or the carnal life? It says that it cannot be subject to the will of God. Your flesh has no desire to do the will of God. Your flesh wants to be its own boss, which means your flesh wants to give you its own ideas on how things should be and how you should live. That's why the Bible says that we should mortify the deeds of the flesh. In other words, render your flesh as dead. Do not allow it to have control over your thinking and over the patterns of your behavior. The Bible says that we are renewed through the Word of God. Our minds are renewed by God's Word. And when our minds are renewed, our thinking is renewed, our reason has now become aligned with the Word of God, then we really do become different people. Paul was telling the church at Corinth, "You're still carnal. For where there is envy," which means jealousy, "strife," quarreling and debates, "divisions among you," disunity and dissension, "are you not carnal and behave like mere men?" So these are some of the attributes of living in the flesh that people possess who do not follow God completely with all of their hearts. There's something else I want to add here that prevents people from hearing the voice of God, and that is fear and unbelief. Fear and unbelief will cause you not to be able to hear the voice of God yourself. See, when you are afraid and emotionally distressed, it will be difficult to hear the voice of God. Let me give you an example of that. In 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 2 through 4, it talks about Elijah. Elijah had just completed a victorious showdown with the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel. Destroyed the prophets of Baal, restored Israel to believing that God, Jehovah God, was truly their God. Prayed and a famine ended. Supernaturally ran to the city ahead of the king's chariot. And when the king, whose name was Ahab, got home, He was so excited about what God had done that he shared it with his wife, Jezebel. Well, Jezebel was outraged because Elijah had killed almost all of her prophets. Verse 2 says, then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah saying, so let the gods do to me and more also, if I do not make your life as the life of one of them, that is my prophets whom you killed, by tomorrow about this same time. And when Elijah heard that, he arose and ran for his life. Now, this is a man who withstood over 450 prophets, who called down fire from heaven, who slew those prophets after God responded. Yet when he got a message from the queen Jezebel that she was going to kill him by the same time the next day, he fled for his life. I really do believe that there is a spirit of fear that does exist. Paul said to Timothy, God hasn't given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Your emotional stress, when you are attacked by fear, it will be very difficult to hear the voice of God. And when you cannot hear God's voice, you can be driven.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. In this changing world, it is more important than ever to connect with the wisdom of God's Word. The Bible tells us, how can a young person keep his life pure? He can do it by holding on to your Word. I wholeheartedly search for you. Do not let me wander away from your commandments. The Bible reminds us that heaven and earth will pass away, but God's Word never changes. Many want to conform to this world's system to be accepted. However, God provides the right counsel and wisdom for life. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
When you cannot hear God's voice, you can be driven by your fear in the wrong direction. And this is what happened to Elijah. The Bible says that he ran for his life and went to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and he left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a broom tree, and he prayed that he might die. Now, we know that wasn't the will of God, but fear caused him to be discouraged, to lose heart, to lose faith, and even a desire to die. He said, it's enough, Lord. Take my life. I'm no better than my fathers. In verse 9 of the same chapter, it says, and Elijah came to a cave, and he spent the night in that place. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him and said to him, Elijah, what are you doing here? And then God told him to stand in the doorway of the cave. And then there was a hurricane-force wind that broke part of the mountain off as he stood there. The next thing that happened, there was a tremendous earthquake. After that, fire fell from the sky. Elijah was trying to hear the voice of God, and he saw the manifestations of God. Verse 12 goes on to say, and after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. After the fire, a still, small voice. It's important that when we seek the voice of the Lord, remember this. God is very difficult to hear in your emotional state when you have fear in your heart, when you're distressed. In this case, God was trying to distract Elijah by the things that he saw. See, he was fearful. God had to show him his power first. God had to show him that he had power to send a hurricane force, wind that could break a part of a mountain. Why are you afraid of Jezebel? Why are you afraid of Jezebel? God sent an earthquake and he's walking and rocking around. Why? I'm the God of creation. Why are you afraid of Jezebel? I mean, that had to be going on in his mouth, in his mind all the time. Why am I afraid of Jezebel? I need to be afraid of God. Look at all of this. And then he sees fire come down from heaven. Each of these manifestations showing the power of God. But the Bible tells us that afterwards, there was a still, small voice that God spoke. And the voice was so quiet that he had to wrap his cloak around his face to hear the voice of God. What does that say to us? You need to be emotionally still to hear the voice of God. Focus on his greatness and his power. Focus on the fact that he can take care of every circumstance in your life and let your emotions become still so that God can speak to you. Because when God speaks, he's not going to yell. He's going to speak quietly to your spirit like he spoke to Elijah. It says, so it was when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face with his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. And suddenly a voice came to him and said, what are you doing here, Elijah? Now imagine that. God is supposed to know everything. And of course he does know everything. Elijah was there to talk to God about what was going on in his life. And after God showed his power to him to show him, I'm greater than your circumstances, he spoke in a still, small voice. Calm down, Elijah. Why are you here? And God told him, go back home. See, fear will not only cause you to lose your ability to hear God, but it will send you running in the wrong direction. He said, Lord, this is going on and this is going on and this is going on. God corrected him and said, go back home. I still have some assignments for you. Never allow fear to be your motivation in your behavior. Never allow it, folks. Because fear leads to deception. Fear has a voice that will always contradict the word of God. That's how we know fear is from the devil. He only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He cannot tell the truth. Fear will not tell you the truth. Will tell you a lie. And it contradicts the will and the plan of God. That's why you need to rebuke fear. You need to tell it to leave you. The Bible says God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but he's given us power. Jesus said, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all of the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Use that authority against the spirit of fear and command that spirit to leave you in the name of Jesus. Do not allow it to control your life, your thinking, and your behavior, because it will ultimately lead to deception and send you in the wrong direction. In Numbers chapter 13, verse 30, it talks about when Israel had sent out their 12 spies and they were just about to go into God's promised land. You'll remember God brought them out of Egypt to take them into the promised land. They went by the way of the wilderness, where God tested them to see if they would trust him or not. and trust in his word. Well, they got right to the border of the promised land, and then the spies brought back an evil report saying that the enemy was far greater than they were. Yes, the fruit was there. Everything God said was there, but the enemy is stronger than we are. Even though God said that we are supposed to go in, the fact is the circumstances show us that there are giants in the land. And I know God says we can overcome them, but we can't. We can't do it. And then Caleb, in verse 30, stands up. He quiets the people before Moses, and he says, "Let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it." But the men who had gone up with him said, "We are not able to go up against the people because they are stronger than we are." And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land, which they had spied out, saying, "The land to which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants. And all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature." There we saw the giants, the descendants of Anak. "And we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight." Now, how did they know how they looked in their sight? But the day you look like a grasshopper in your own sight, you're going to think everybody else sees you like a grasshopper also. That's a Selah. That's something to think about. Fear will cause you to think that your circumstances are greater than the promises of God. Now, often we don't say that, but truthfully, when we come up against the circumstance that is the opposite of what God says, after a while, we question, is God going to get me out of this dilemma? Is God going to bring the finances? Is God going to help me here? Or is there something wrong that I'm not aware of? Well, fear is the first step to unbelief. See, we're talking about the ability to hear the voice of God, but I want to let you know that your ability to hear the voice of God has to do with your entire lifestyle. It's not just one thing. Joshua spoke in faith to the children of Israel. In Numbers chapter 14, verse 6, Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb, who were among those who had spied the land, tore their clothes, and they spoke to all the congregation of Israel, saying, "The land we passed through to spy out is an exceedingly great land. And if the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and with honey. Do not rebel against the Lord, nor fear the people of the land, for they are our bread. We can eat them. Their protection has departed from them, for the Lord is with us. Do not fear them." Now watch. Fear leads to unbelief.
This concludes part one of the message today. Join us tomorrow for part two.
Thank you once again for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you would like to get a copy of today's message, you can download it for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Navigate to the Media tab and click on Audio. You can also help us keep this radio ministry alive by making a donation on our website as well. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message is called Obtaining a Direction in Life, Part 1. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Father, we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, knowing that you desire to bless us and to enlarge our steps, to increase our influence in the world on your behalf. So, Lord, break off our limitations and restrictions placed upon us. Father, we pray that you would bless us indeed and enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and keep us. We pray, Lord God, that you would enlarge our steps so that we can receive your blessing and your prosperity. We bless your name because your word says you shall increase us more and more. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hurst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.